The satellite view of the blue planet Earth at dusk, its night lights visible from space. Monumental metallic lettering spelling the word Universal encircles the globe, settling in front of it. www.universalstudios.com. A dancer with brown hair pulled into a bun and dressed in pink tights, point shoes, and a black leotard is stretched out into the splits. Barbie Entertainment presents... A similarly dressed dancer has her leg up on a bar, then gracefully arches her arm over, leaning her chest down over her leg. A Technicolor production. A dancer with blue leg warmers on stretches her feet, moving them up and down onto her point shoes. Barbie in the pink shoes. In a large wooden-floored dance studio with glass windows on one side, three ballerinas are stood at a bar performing relevés in first position. Their toes turned out and heels touching, they rise up onto point. Later, a stern-looking woman with her silver hair swept back into a tight bun regards a group of dancers with her arms crossed tightly over her chest. All in various black leotards, some with straps, some with long sleeves, stood holding onto a bar, the ballerinas plié, bending their knees while keeping their heels on the ground. They then gracefully sweep an arm forward over their head, leaning backwards. Four dancers take to the floor and gracefully turn in sync three times, a triple pirouette. A young man leaps with a bent leg and arm raised above his head. A quartet of dancers leap in a circle, and a blonde-haired dancer with a short pink ballet skirt leaps through the air. A theater full of rehearsing dancers with four young girls on a stage. Four girls hold hands while they dance.
Head direction, girls. Stay together. Clean fit. Tight angles, girls. Be
two,
precise.
Three and four.
And two, and two, and three, and four.
I can't believe I remember every single move of this dance.
You did it like 6 years in a row or something, right?
Seven. Dylan, okay, you are hereby ordered to stop growing. Your sleeves fit you last week.
Shh.
Since when are you the shush monster?
I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to be a downer, but I have three solos to think about. So can we have some focus, please?
Stood in the wings.
Dylan, Tara, you're up next. Let's go.
Kristen watches as Tara pulls Dylan onto stage.
She's got three solos?
The bespectacled and short brown-haired seamstress Haley looks over to Kristen with a sad, understanding smile, a long yellow tape measure draped over her shoulders. On stage, the four young girls carry on dancing, holding hands which cross in front of each other. They kick their feet up low in front of themselves, then behind. A blonde-haired girl on the end looks slightly less confident than the others. Hands breaking apart, they kneel down to finish.
It's close, girls, but continue to practice downstairs with Madame Marguerite. You need to focus on every single step, Holly.
It's Hannah.
That is right, my dear. Every move must be precise, exact, controlled. You will be perfect.
Yes, madame.
The girls pick up their backpacks with different stuffed animals on them.
And who is next?
Last rehearsal before the show, Dylan. Let's make magic.
Ugh, she's so obnoxious. And so dramatic.
And so good.
Tara in a black leotard with a short white starched tutu, and Dylan in black leggings and a white t-shirt. They begin another two-person dance, a pas de deux. Dylan lifting and leaping Tara up by her waist. In the auditorium, the ballet mistress Natasha smiles up from her clipboard, and a man is sat in the otherwise empty auditorium. Smiling from the wings, Kristen's crystal blue eyes gaze longingly as the two dance and leap across the front of the stage, Dylan gently holding her waist while Tara performs pirouettes on point.
Nicely done!
The man in the auditorium leaps up.
I wish I could dance the Black Swan pas de deux.
Her blonde bangs swept across her forehead, Kristen continues to watch.
Uh-huh. Bingo.
dressed in jeans, a button-up shirt, and brown jacket, the man tumbles over while trying to dance. On stage, the two dancers leap, twirl, and lift their legs and arms, sometimes in unison, sometimes apart from each other, Dylan assisting Tara with waist and handholds as she leaps and raises her legs up high. A black curtain draped across the back of the stage, bright lights shine onto it from the wings. With a final flourish, he assists her in a quadruple pirouette, and they pose. The man leaps up again.
Yes! Woohoo! That's my girl!
Perfect.
Woohoo! Yahoo!
You guys were amazing!
Well, of course we weren't going all out. Saving something for the show tonight. That's why those positions were so sloppy, right, Dylan?
Sloppy?
You look perfect to me, Dylan.
Really? Well, we've got more work to do than I thought.
She dabs her face and neck with a towel.
Let's have the milkmaid number. Lower the cow!
Haley, where's my bucket?
Check.
A wooden bucket with a rope handle.
Dance like nobody's watching.
Because nobody will be watching.
Except the cow.
A simple break a leg would have been nice.
As Dylan shoots Tara a look, a life-size cow cutout is lowered down.
Ugh.
Kristen places her bucket down and looks at Natasha, who's gazing intently at her clipboard. Her arms gracefully opened out wide, Kristen begins to dance, performing a series of turns, pirouettes, on point. She leaps with her back leg bent high in the air behind her, then continues to dance gracefully. Natasha finally looks up from her clipboard. Haley looks on encouragingly from the wings as Kristen bounces on one foot, then rises up onto point and into a sweeping pirouette. Also in the wings, Tara notices blonde-haired Dylan watching Kristen with a closed-lip smile on his face. She grimaces. Kristen gracefully walks in a circle on point, then opens her arms out wide and smiles.
That's not the choreography. What's she doing?
Something awesome. That's gonna get her in a whole sack of trouble.
Both Natasha and Tara's dad stare incredulous.
Stop! Stop the music! Stop everything! That means you, Kristen!
What?
Falling to the floor, Kristen notices a broken ribbon on her baby pink point shoes.
Miss Faraday, this is not the choreography we rehearsed.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Is it your goal to get the attention of the International Ballet Scouts tonight?
Yes, madame.
Then I strongly suggest that you follow the choreography that I have given you.
This is cutting into my rehearsal time.
Shh! I've seen other girls attempt to dance their own ideas, and I promise you that story does not end well.
I don't mean to, Madame Natasha. I just get caught up in the music and the flow, and my feet just do their own thing.
You can do that own thing if you like, Miss Faraday, but it won't get you anywhere.
I understand, Madame.
You're a good dancer. You could be another Tara if you do as I say. Isn't that what you want?
Yes, Madame.
Take five, everyone.
Her head bowed. She looks at the floor.
Are you okay?
Dylan. Thanks, I'm fine. Come on, Kristen. Let's get you some new shoes.
Hey, yo. Madam.
Yes?
She can do it.
What?
Tara. Tara, she can do the solo for that Faraday girl. Oh! Where are my manners? Hey, jerky? All protein, madam.
I'll set the lineup after rehearsal as I please. No one is in or out until I say so.
This is Tara's big night, so I don't want anything to spoil it. Capiche?
The International Ballet Masters will see plenty of your daughter.
What else are they gonna see? Falling cows? Check. An octopus in a milkmaid costume? Double check. Hey, is that the kind of program
My program is not in question here, Mr. Pennington. Are we clear?
Crystal. Who's blasting the AC? It's freezing in here.
The temperature in here is perfect.
Elsewhere, Haley opens double doors wide.
Hello? Madame Katerina? Madame Katerina?
Coming!
Oh, hi. Madame Katerina, do we have any size fives?
Shoes? Well, there should be some extras over by the Giselle costumes.
It'll take more than new shoes for me to make Madame Natasha happy tonight. I was far from perfect.
Oh, nonsense, dear. I saw the whole thing. Beautiful dancing, like a butterfly.
When I'm dancing, I know the choreography, but I get lost in the music. And it starts to flow through me, and then new moves just start moving.
She has been this way forever, Madame. She knows every role and every step, but when it's time to perform, she just... Okay, there are no size fives here.
Try over in Swan Lake Storage.
Giselle. I would give anything to dance Giselle.
Holding the colorful costume up to her body, she turns.
Careful. We're not quite done with that one yet.
Tara's so lucky. Madame will never trust me with a lead role.
But your milkmaid dance is a delight.
Just once, I wish I could be Odette, Queen of the Swans.
I wanted that too. But Natasha got all the dancing talent in our family.
Yes, size five!
Haley holds up.
Oh, two.
Very small shoes.
The Snow Queen. Our holiday production this year.
Does Tara wear this, too?
Not this one.
Doesn't matter. I'm sure I'll be wearing antlers and pulling a sleigh.
Ugh, plenty of shoes, Madame. But no fives. And all the stores are closed.
Oh, wait! I might have something here.
Her silver hair brushing her shoulders and red reading glasses perched on the end of her nose, Madame Katerina returns with an ornate wooden box. She takes off the lid.
They're beautiful.
They're for you, my dear.
Bright pink shoes.
Thank you, Madame.
Yeah, right size. Wrong color.
No way. Pink is always in style.
You know, I bet I can bleach them to match your costume.
Don't you dare.
They both sit on a bench while Kristen slips one on. Haley looks around.
Madame, if you had these all along, why didn't you...
Wow, these are some shoes.
Shoes on, they sparkle.
Whoa.
Haley's brown eyes widen behind her thick black glasses, and as Kristen stands and rises up onto point, they are transported to a woodland. They gaze around.
Haley, where are we, and what am I wearing?
I have no idea, and it looks like Tara's Giselle dress.
Tara's dress? Where did it come from?
Madame Katerina did the bodice, and I did the skirt, but the fabric is from India, so technically...
No, I mean, how did I get into this dress?
I guess the same way your hair turned strawberry blonde?
What?!
Kristen touches her hair, which is in a high, thick bun.
Wait. I know that music.
They walk past two flowing waterfalls.
Whoa.
Two cottages are sat next to a lake.
These houses. It's like we're in... Giselle.
How could we be in Giselle?
I don't know, but if we are... The maidens are about to appear.
They hide behind a thick tree as out on an expanse of grass between the two cottages, men and women dance, performing identical hopping and sweeping arm movements that mirror each other.
Look, the peasants are about to crown Giselle Queen of the Harvest. And there's Albrecht, the prince.
Jerk. Engaged to another girl and still trying to date Giselle? Where's the nice guy? Hilarious or whatever.
Hilarion. He's hiding, I guess.
Oh, of course he is. And we're in a ballet and pigs are about to fly.
No, no flying pigs. When the music ends, Giselle will come right out of that cottage. Right now.
A white ruff around his neck, Prince Albrecht gestures to a cottage.
She's missing her cue. Right
Dressed in dark blue breeches, he gestures again.
Where do you think she is? Back at the costume shop? Right now?
His ornate cuffs matching his tunic, he tries again.
Who?
A gray-haired woman walks out and spots Kristen and Haley behind the tree.
Psst! Giselle!
She raises her hands to her mouth as she calls out, and the prince squints in their direction.
Who's she talking to?
As they sink down behind the tree, the woman beckons to them.
I think she's talking to you. Me? I'm not Giselle. You've got the dress and the hair and a new pair of... the shoes! Dance now, ask questions later.
The gentle, encouraging push forwards and go get 'em gesture with an elbow from Haley, Kristen skips forward and with a smile nods at the prince and stands in her first position. The prince smiles back and Haley gently nods. Dressed in a soft, knee-length blue tutu and silverish-pink bodice edged in hot pink, she begins to dance. A ring of pink flowers adorns her newly colored strawberry blonde pink hair.
She's so beautiful. I must have her as my wife.
So, you're a peasant, huh?
What? Yes, that's correct.
Eyeing Haley's modern dress with caution, Albrecht gives his answer towards the other villagers.
Single, are you? No. Fiancé?
No, of course not.
Of course not. Not masquerading as a peasant to deceive Giselle into marrying you?
I'm sure I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Beef stew or foie gras?
Well, foie gras, of course.
Aha!
She points an accusatory finger at him, while on the grass, Kristen bounces gracefully on point on one foot, whilst twirling the other foot in small circles in front of her, an arm gently circling in front of her body. She bounces onto point with both feet, twirling while she gracefully brings both arms above her head before bending backwards. Moving in a wide circle, she performs pirouette after pirouette, her head always spotting, whipping round before her body to position the movement. Looking on, the villagers smile. She ends with her legs apart and arms opened out wide to the villagers before bowing low.
That was awesome! Now let's get out of here. These shoes. I love these shoes.
Twirls into Albrecht's arms.
My darling, you are more beautiful today than ever before.
Thank you?
Your eyes, blue as the sky. Your hair, kissed with strawberry.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't know.
And what? I've never seen you dance like that before. Or anyone else, for that matter.
Giselle, this man is an imposter. Look at his hands. Soft, like a baby's behind.
Yes, it's true. I'm royal and rich and stunning. But is any of that my fault?
Presents her with a pink rose.
No. Providence shines down upon you today as I give you the honor of accepting my proposal.
Oh, I think there's a little misunderstanding.
Exactly. Giselle and I are to be married tomorrow.
That's hilarious.
It's hilarious?
You? What can you offer her? I am descended from the most royal of royal lineages. You are nothing but an oafish farm boy.
I am a hunter and provider for this entire village. Giselle and I milked our first cows together. Remember, Giselle? I got you your first bucket.
Bucket?
Bucket? I can give her gold buckets to carry her gold bullion in.
Whoa! Hold on! I'm not getting married. I'm only 17.
17? Better late than never, my sweet.
You don't look a day over 16.
Couldn't we just dance some more?
Giselle? A word?
Your first bucket? Really?
It was a nice bucket.
Kristen, we gotta get out of here.
I don't know. They're both kind of cute. And you saw me dance, right?
If this is Giselle, you know how this story ends. Mad scene. Dance, dance, sword in the heart. You got some ghosts there. Woo! And grave.
Falls back on the grass.
Yeah, it doesn't end well, does it? But just one more dance, then we'll go.
Oh, not the face, not the face!
They're busy. Let's go.
The boys wrestling, they rush away.
Where are we going? Anywhere but here.
A dark gray carriage pulled by reindeer leaves a trail of ice in its wake.
Someone's coming. Maybe they can give us a ride. What are you doing? Flagging down whoever's in that...
No.
You're not. Whoa!
Haley pulls her back.
Oh, wow. Did you feel that? I did.
This is not over. You can't just take whatever you want everywhere you go.
Yes, actually, I can. I am sixth in line to the throne. Third, if you don't include my sisters, which I don't. What?
As they turn and spot the Snow Queen, they quickly bow low. Stood in her carriage, she towers over them.
Exactly what is happening here?
Oh, you're making plans for my wedding to Giselle, Majesty?
Oh, he hopes in vain. Your Majesty will be the guest of honor at my wedding to Giselle.
She wafts out of her carriage on an icy fog.
And where is the bride? Bring her here so I may watch her choose between you.
The Snow Queen. What is the Snow Queen doing in Giselle?
That's what bothers you most about this scenario?
I am awaiting!
Your Majesty, if we had known you were coming, we could have...
Giselle is gone, ma'am.
Gone? Gone where?
To the market for buckets.
Bucket? How did this happen?
I fear that she's not entirely well.
Go on.
He's right, for once, Your Majesty. She was not quite herself today. She spoke of not wanting to marry me.
Silence!
Oh, no. I got them in trouble by leaving. I'll just go explain, and we'll all have a big laugh.
Do you see them laughing?
Did anyone else see anything?
She was wearing pink shoes.
Yeah, it's true. She wore beautiful pink shoes.
Her blue robes twinkling and icy hair spiked up in front of a nice spiked Elizabethan-style collar, she glides on the fog to the woman who came out of the cottage.
Where did she get pink shoes?
From Claude the cobbler.
That is not the answer I was looking for.
Holding out a gray-gloved hand, the Snow Queen puckers her mauve-colored lips and blows an icy breeze on the woman, freezing her solid.
Find her and bring her to me.
She slowly glides back over to her open-topped carriage.
Everything must be perfect.
Yeah, of course, Your Majesty.
I will leave no turn unstoned.
Led by me, Your Majesty.
Until then, dance, go. Be perfect.
The villagers stare, nonplussed.
Well, what are you waiting for?
A gray fur stole draped around her neck and dark purple eyeshadow on her eyelids. She glares down at them as they begin to dance, a slight grin forming on her face and her thin, dramatically arched eyebrow cocking. She then sets off in her carriage, leaving a trail of ice behind her. Both Haley and Kristen stare.
Here, we have to go.
We have to do something. I can be Giselle for a little while longer.
How much longer?
Long enough for... or until you're a...
Waves her arms dramatically over her head.
North is the best route.
South is warmer. She probably headed that way.
We shall flip for it. Heads. I always call heads. It's my head, you see?
Just flip it.
Heads! And a handsome one at that.
Fine. She couldn't have gone far on foot.
Hidden behind a tree trunk dotted with purple flowers, they watched the men pass on horseback.
Madame Frosty went that way. The Goofy Brothers went that way. We'll go this way.
With a nod, Kristen follows Haley along a dirt road, whose knee-length green dress has a brown belt round its middle and a long-sleeved open-collared purple shirt underneath. Thick forests either side of the road, the slowly lowering sun casts golden beams across their path.
I don't see anything that looks like a way home. I don't either. Maybe we should go back the way we came. That would be logical.
Logical? Is anything about this logical?
All I know is I did a dance I've never done before, and the steps were perfect, if I do say so myself.
Again, does that sound logical?
When we get home, I want Madame Katerina to order me 10 pairs of these shoes.
The shoes! It has to be the shoes!
What are you doing?
Haley crawls towards her shoes.
You put on the shoes, and poof! We're here in this wacky land! So, if you take them off... No way! I'm not taking off these shoes! It makes sense! Listen!
She sprints after Kristen.
Wait!
Hearing honking, she stops.
Can't we just try to...
Then pushes through a shrub. Huge rocky peaks in the background, Kristen is stood by a lake, three white swans swimming towards her. Her flowing tutu has changed to a stiff white one with a shimmering multi-toned purple overskirt and sleeveless bodice.
Whoa!
Exactly.
No, I mean, whoa! Check yourself out!
Kristen walks over to the lake and looks at her reflection, smiling at the high full bun of chocolatey brown hair.
Double whoa!
Approaching the shore...
Swans! Uh-huh, swans. On the lake.
Kristen, every time you find migratory fowl on a body of water doesn't mean you have...
The three swans turn into ballerinas.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much your basic swan lick.
An uncomfortable Haley holds her neck as the ballerinas flap their arms.
You will inspect every doghouse, mouse house, and gingerbread house in the land until Giselle is found and brought before me.
A man-sized nutcracker.
Do I make myself clear?
And Sugar Plum Fairy.
Yes, Your Majesty.
So the Giselle is gone. Like vanished, like poof. Wearing pink shoes? Woo! Sounds exciting.
The Snow Queen extends a hand, blowing freezing fog onto the ballerina, causing the nutcracker's wooden mouth to fall open in shock.
Anyone else craving excitement?
He shakes his head no vigorously. Back at the lake.
Odette!
Wow,
there you
Odette.
Are.
That's beautiful.
There you are.
It's amazing.
So long.
Odette.
Marvelous to see you.
They think I'm Odette, the Swan Queen. Kristen, we can't get involved here.
Did you see the crown?
Yeah, Kristen, I made the crown. Although, this one looks real.
She inspects the crown.
Uh-huh. You're finally catching on, Haley. This whole thing is real. These poor girls have been turned into swans by the evil sorcerer Rothbart.
Yeah, I know the story.
And this lake is made of their parents' tears.
Ew! How did I miss that part? Look, just give them back their crown and let's go. Don't even think about dancing.
Oh, okay.
As Haley pulls her away... A handsome blonde man with a large bow comes through a bush, doing a double take when he spots them.
Good evening, ladies.
Prince Siegfried!
Of course.
He steps towards them.
I'm most fortunate to come upon such beauty here in the moonlight. My name is Siegfried.
I think we've met before.
I'm a prince.
He leans in.
I get that a lot. And what are your names?
This is my friend Haley, and my name is...
Odette. For a few minutes more, her name is Odette.
Shall we dance?
With a bow, he offers her his hand.
Of course.
The bank of the lake barely lit. Siegfried and Kristen walk gracefully across the grass, the prince twirling Kristen under his arm. He then supports her waist as she bends low on point into an arabesque, her back leg bent and lifted round his back as he slowly rotates her. Coming up, she sweeps her arms over her head. They break apart and he pulls her back, lifting her high into the air, her legs in the splits. He continues to lift her into the splits, and she lands in plié. Then he twirls her on point, all the while her arms moving fluidly and gracefully, port de bras. She moves away, her feet dancing rapidly on the tips of her hot pink shoes.
Odette. Such a beautiful name. Where are you from?
I'm from, you know, around.
Is this domestic silk or imported?
The ballerina merely nods at Haley's question. Back with the pas de deux, Kristen holds the prince's hand as he leads her round in a circle. Suddenly, Kristen starts moving away from the traditional choreography, allowing her body to move with the music. Siegfried tries to stick to the choreography, but Kristen is never where she's meant to be.
Wow! I've never seen anyone dance like this. It's like you're making up the steps as you go along.
It just flows right through me, you know?
The prince starts to move with the music, and the two sync up, the two twirling away from each other, then rushing back together. Hands clasped together, he twirls her under his arms in various combinations. Their hands crossed and clasped together now, the prince twirls Kristen on one pointed foot, reminiscent of a music box, while in the dark shadows a figure is watching them.
So, little Miss Odette has come to the party, hmm?
They spin their arms and bodies in unison over the grass. As he lifts her into the air, dawn breaks over the area, illuminating nearby red, green, and golden trees. They continue to dance, their movements flowing as freely as the music. As he lifts her gently by the waist, she kicks out her legs into the splits, setting her down in an arabesque. Her front legs stood straight and strong on point, but the back bent and curved around his body. Reaching their final movements, her arms above her head, he spins her on point, then leans her body backwards. Sunbeams peek out over the top of a nearby mountain peak.
I know we've just met, but I want to invite you to a party tomorrow night at my royal pavilion.
A party?
Yes, right over there.
Oh.
Say you'll come. I want you to know more about me, more about my world.
I could stay here forever.
No, Kristen. No! Kristen, don't you dare!
Well,
hey.
I hope you do.
Oh, she will. Right here on this lake.
A black-haired man in the undergrowth twiddles his mustache.
Kristen, the sun.
I think it might be time for me to go now.
So you'll come to the party? I won't leave until you say yes.
I'll be there. Save a dance for me?
I will only dance with you. Until then...
Haley frantically touching her wrist, Siegfried kisses Kristen's hand before departing to his castle atop the mountain.
Oh, isn't he dreamy?
Yeah, he's so cute. Okay, we need to go.
But what about the party?
Aren't you forgetting what Rothbard does to Odette? Magic spell, turn into swan, tragic ending, remember?
Thank you for that flattering introduction. Too late.
The sorcerer twiddles his pointed beard before blasting a thick black mist that wraps round the ladies.
Shoes, Kristen! It's our only chance! Take off those pink...
feet.
They're swans.
Ugh, this is so not my day.
Now listen up, my feathery friends. My darling daughter Odile will marry Prince Siegfried without so much as a honk from any of you. Do you understand?
Rathbart bearing down on them, Kristen flies over his head, then runs at him.
Flap! Peck at his shoes!
Ow! My footies!
Briefly sandwiched between the two swans, he grabs Haley's long white neck.
Ow!
She pecks herself free.
Now get in the water!
Aw, Lake of Tears!
Sensing something, they look back over their wings. The Snow Queen approaches and stops in front of Rathbart. Swan Kristen and Haley watching on, the sorcerer bows with a flourish.
Rathbart! Disruption is spreading across the land. What news?
Not a problem here. Everything's fine. A-OK. Pheasant jerky? Quail jerky?
Swan jerky?
He points to Kristen and Haley, who the Snow Queen squints at.
Act natural. Do something swanish.
The black glass is still on. Swan Haley flaps crazily about.
So, Majesty, as you can see here, everything is, honky-dory.
You will attend the Prince's Regency Ball, I presume?
Well, of course. With my little flower, Odile, she grows more beautiful and talented by the day. She'll be honored to dance for the Prince.
Yes, as she must.
I'm off to the ball!
His hair, eyebrows, mustache, and goatee all pointed. He waves as she departs.
Where they'll be serving swan livers, swimming in swan gravy, and a swan sorbet.
He slips over on the Snow Queen's frozen tracks, then stands and tries to style it out, giving the girls a smirky bow. The crown still on Christian's swan head, they gaze after the sorcerer. Elsewhere, Hilarion is dismounted and is crouched on the ground, while Albrecht is sat impatiently on his horse.
The coin said south. Therefore, we should head south.
See here? The weeds are trampled. Two women on foot from the looks of it.
But the coin...
Money cannot buy everything, you know. There is value in doing things yourself. Like milking a cow, or hunting your own food.
Oh, ridiculous. What fun is there in blisters, calluses, or creases in your trousers?
Here, let me show you. This is how you hunt. Bullseye. Now you try.
He holds his longbow and arrow up to the prince, who attempts a shot from his horse.
There. Doesn't that feel valuable?
As Hilarion trots away, the fallen prince rolls onto his stomach. Back at the lake...
What are we gonna do now?
There's only one place we can go.
And that is?
To the ball. I have to dance with Sigrid again in order to break Rothbart's spell.
The only thing that can break the spell is true love. You only dance with him once.
Yes, but there was magic in the air. Didn't you feel it?
Yeah, there was. From Rothbart. And now we're swans!
So we have to get to the ball before Odile can trick the prince into saying he loves her.
It's going to be a long walk with these tiny feet.
Ah, you forget. We've got these. How hard can it be?
Kristen flaps herself up into the air.
I'm flying! This is amazing! Try it, Hale!
Yeah, sure. How hard can it be? A swan now, I should be able to fly. Okay, I can't do it!
Just keep trying.
That's my name, too! Whenever I go out, the people always shout, there goes John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, da-da-da-da-da-da!
A little bit softer now.
John Jacob
don't scare the birds. Look.
Oh, the perfect place to rest.
The girls only appearing as swans to the boys. They dismount and casually munch on a snack.
Well, look who finally showed up.
Hey, it's the wedding singers. Oh, and they've got some food.
Be careful.
Psh, we're just birds.
Remember?
Ooh, look at those delicious swans.
Delicious? Why, you...
Haley!
I'll beg a few for Giselle.
Allow me.
Fly, Haley, fly!
Oh, boy!
She turns and rushes along the grass, flapping.
You did it!
I can fly! I can fly!
I did it! Ha! Fantastic!
You missed by 20 feet, and now they're gone.
That's hardly the kind of gift a girl wants to receive anyway. Marry me. Oh, here's a dead bird. You'll come off like a golden retriever.
There's meat for a week on that bird, and soft down feathers for a pillow.
Whatever you have to tell yourself, my friend.
It doesn't have to be a pillow.
Look, my cousin Sig is having a party tonight. All the girls in the land will be there. Giselle is sure to turn up.
Near the mountain castle, several yellow and orange striped marquees fill with guests. Strung lights lead towards the main entrance, where two guards stand sentry. Inside, Prince Siegfried is stood by his mother, who is sat on a throne in a purple dress with golden trim. A burgundy sash runs across the prince's chest.
Tonight, Siegfried, you choose a bride.
Oh, I will, Mother. I will.
Rothbard eavesdrops from behind.
How do I look, Daddy?
You look perfect, except for one little thing.
The sorcerer conjures a black swirling ribbon of smoke which encircles Odile, transforming her black tutu into Odette's shimmering purple one, only her black point shoes staying the same.
There we go. And don't forget, I'll introduce you as Odette.
And I'll get the prince to fall in love with me.
Holding her father's hand, they sweep into the main room, past lit candelabras.
There she is, Mother. The girl I've been telling you about.
She's lovely, my dear.
Yeah. I think she's the one.
Ah, Your Highness!
Allow me to introduce my daughter, Odette.
Sweeping open her arms, she curtsies deeply.
I'm so glad you're here.
Of course you are.
He walks forward and offers her a hand.
Shall we dance?
Let's make magic.
They trot out, coming to a unison pose with their arms held gracefully aloft. Stepping back while slowly lowering their hands, both dancers smile as they start their pas de deux. The prince gently lifts the disguised Odile by her waist, allowing her to kick her legs up. With people, a chandelier holding dozens of lit candles gently lights the wooden floor on which they dance.
Okay. Wow. We do not fly quickly. I did not know that about swans. I just hope we aren't too late.
As the couple continue their dance, Swan Kristen and Haley swoop down and land outside, the sun slowly lowering down towards mountain peaks in the distance.
That music. They've started. She's me already. And you can't transform back until the sun goes down. Go down, go down, go down, go down.
Turning her head, she pleads to the orange sun.
Oh, you dance beautifully.
And you're even more beautiful.
Look how he's gazing into her eyes. He's totally falling for her. I mean, me. I mean, we've got to stop those two. Come on!
They waddle in and start flapping about and pecking at people, frightening guests. Rothbart's pointed eyebrow cocks as he watches. Kristen rushes back to the window as the golden sun sinks behind the mountain.
Almost there. Almost there. Yes!
Haley transforms back into herself, landing on top of a guest.
Oh, sun's down!
Kristen transforms and begins dancing in unison with Odile, much to the confusion of Siegfried. The two ballerinas look almost identical, save for Kristen's bright pink point shoes and Odile's black ones. Still confused, Siegfried joins back in on the dancing, just as Rothbart steps onto the floor, pointing from girl to girl, unsure which one is his daughter. The prince begins dancing with Odile, then spins away and dances with Kristen. Odile taps him on the shoulder, and he carries on with her. Spun out to the side of the dance floor, utterly confused, the blonde-haired prince watches as the ballerinas perform identical dance moves, one after the other, finishing with a hand each touching the prince's shoulder. Kristen Kristen trots away, and as Siegfried tries to follow, Odile pulls him back, and he holds her waist as she pirouettes, all the while smiling over to where Kristen is. Suddenly, Kristen begins to let her body move freely with the music, breaking free of the prescribed choreography. Siegfried immediately breaks away from Odile, who puts her hands on her hips and stomps her foot.
It's you! You're the one!
He begins dancing with her, lifting her high into the air by her waist and leg, then lowering her and twirling her under his arm. They leap across the floor together.
This isn't how it goes!
Stood on the sidelines as the couple smile and dance, Odile begins to hyperventilate, balls up her hands into fists, and stomps her feet.
No, no, little precious, Daddy's here, shushy. Oh, no, 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 you're overwrought, dear. Let's get you some fresh air.
Eyeing the other guests, he quickly leads his daughter away, while Siegfried and Kristen finish with elegant twirls, followed by him dipping her backwards.
Your style is magnificent, Odette. I didn't know my son could dance like that.
He really got his dance on.
What is that? My dance on?
It just means let your feet do their own thing.
He gestures to the dance floor.
Another chance to get my dance on, my lady?
Sorry, Siegfried, not tonight. I have to tell you something.
Not before I ask you, right here, right now, to be my wife.
Why does everyone keep asking me that?
Haley gazes from the sidelines.
Okay, Kristen. Love, love, love. Spell is broken. Now let's get out of here.
The Snow Queen appears behind her.
What have I missed?
Oh, no.
Something is not right here. You. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Haley. I'm just... hanging.
She smiles awkwardly.
You don't belong in this story.
Holding out her palm, she freezes Haley solid with her breath.
Look, Siegfried, you chose me and broke the curse, and for that I'll always be grateful. And maybe one day, if we apply to the same colleges...
Oh, what is colleges?
The Snow Queen!
She rushes away from the prince, looking for her friend.
Haley?
She runs through the plushly decorated marquee and past the two sentries stationed at the main entrance.
Haley!
Looking around, she spots the Snow Queen's usual icy trail, then Haley's thick-framed glasses.
Haley.
What is it?
She scoops up the glasses.
All I can tell you is that things are a huge mess right now, and I've got to go.
Go? Where? My guards can take you anywhere you need to go.
I don't want anyone else getting hurt. Thank you for this. The dance. For everything!
Odette!
He watches while she turns and runs off in the direction of the icy trail. The night well and truly blanketing the landscape, a tired-looking Kristen walks along a lonely road. Exhausted, she sinks down onto the ground.
See, I knew you liked that girl. Why did you want to leave the party?
I felt strange dancing with the other girls while Giselle was still missing.
True. Onward to Giselle!
Giselle! Giselle alone!
Hey!
Now stood, she waves her arms at the approaching men.
Miss, may we be of some assistance?
Oh, thank goodness it's you guys.
Giselle? It's you!
Oh, yeah, Giselle, right. Listen, the Snow Queen kidnapped my best friend and took her away.
But you look so different from before.
And I still don't believe you're 17. Marry me!
No, me!
Stop!
Holds up her hands.
I like a nice wedding as much as the next person, but... Please, just take me to the Snow Queen's palace. I have to get my friend back.
Whoa, and take on the Snow Queen yourself?
I don't know. I don't think things will get that far. We just have to find Haley. Who's with me?
She climbs up onto Hilarion's brown horse.
I'm good.
Later, she canters on Prince Albrecht's horse, with the two men sharing Hilarion's.
Come on, guys.
Could we please canter a little less? I'm chafing back here.
Albrecht grimaces and squirms. They arrive at the Snow Queen's spiked icy palace, a long icy bridge leading to its entrance. Kristen stares.
Whoa.
I've only heard stories, none of them good.
They slowly and warily ride across the bridge, ice sculptures of people lining either side.
Now I know where everyone goes for the winter.
Funny.
They draw near to the imposingly tall entrance, the entire exterior of the structure made up of towering shards of ice. Kristen dismounts and heads swiftly for the door.
Thank you for getting me here. The rest is up to me now.
Don't go. Think this over, please. We could be so happy. I mean, we got 15 whole years ahead of us.
15?
Fine. You, maybe 13. But either one of us could give you a happy life. With me, you would be significantly more comfortable, but...
I would never be happy if I didn't try to help my friend. That's what friends do.
They look at each other.
Then we won't be happy unless we try to help you.
Yes. Yes, we're all in this together.
Turns out he's, a willing marksman. He can come in handy.
Thanks, guys. We're like the Three Musketeers.
They balk at the unknown reference.
The three who?
Seen from a distance, the bridge to the Snow Queen's palace is comprised of seven archways. Inside, Kristen leads the way through the dark and cathedral-like interior. The three gaze about as they slowly walk further into the palace, their expressions uncertain. They arrive in a darkened, cavernous room, frozen figures off to the side, and lined with dimly lit, skinny diamond-like lanterns, towering panes of glass.
People don't call ahead anymore. They just show up out of nowhere. And you've brought friends.
Oh, and look at you with the house full, and here we are barging in. Where are our manners? Another time, perhaps.
So you're the one who's been changing the stories, not following directions. Well, dear, you're just in time for the show.
Brings a light up on a frozen ballerina.
Haley, what do you think, Giselle? What might I say?
She scowls from her throne.
Odette,
let her go. I'm the one you want.
Tut, tut, don't be jealous. It will be your turn soon enough. I have taught her the correct way to do a pirouette. She takes direction perfectly.
Wafting her hand, the Snow Queen controls Haley, forcing her to perform pirouette after pirouette.
Perfect. Now, 100 more!
She's not a dancer!
Well, everyone has to start somewhere.
That's not what she wants.
But it is what I want. There is one way to dance these steps. My way!
Stop!
The Snow Queen conducts her into a final position.
Now it's your turn.
With a maniacal grin from the Snow Queen, Kristen gives off a slight glow. As the music starts, she dutifully steps forward, then turns pirouette after pirouette. The whole while, an icy fog rolling out from under the Snow Queen's throne, and the icy woman controlling her every movement. Kristen hops up onto point, alternating her heel position and slowly stepping backwards, all the while her arms moving gracefully and precisely with her legs. Suddenly glowing pink, Kristen breaks away and dances freely, the Snow Queen grimacing in frustration. Thrusting out her arm, the Snow Queen controls Kristen again, forcing her to move rigidly within the prescribed traditional ballet moves.
Let her go!
She blasts the two men backwards. But Kristen breaks free again, leaping freely. Standing now, the Snow Queen clenches her fists, trying to regain control, which she does. But only briefly.
Stop that! There is only one way!
No! There's more than one way to tell this story!
Purple light shining down on her, she leaps and twirls, despite the Snow Queen floating forward on her icy fog. She controls Kristen one last time. Kristen leaps, a flash of pink shimmers bursts around her, and her outfit transforms into a short, hot pink tutu with baby pink bodice, and light begins to shine through the large windows on the wall. The Snow Queen vanishes in a puff of smoke. Now her true self, her golden blonde hair set in a high quiff. Exhausted, Kristen sits down on the ground, her breathing heavy.
Perhaps you should marry her.
She always did want to milk the cow her way.
What happened? Everything's okay now.
She hands Haley her glasses and they hug. The golden sun now shines down on the icy palace. The golden beams begin to melt all the ice and a pink rose. The frozen people in the throne room thaw out, and Hilarion and Albrecht walk over to Kristen.
Thank you for what you did.
You ready to go home?
She nods her head.
Thank you so much, both of you, for all your help.
Here, a little memento. It's two-headed.
Thank you.
Take the bucket. It's yours.
I think I'll miss you most of all, Hilarion.
Taking his bucket and Albrecht's gold coin, she gives Hilarion a hug.
I'll miss you too.
What am I, imitation foie gras?
Sitting on the lowest circular stone step leading to the Snow Queen's throne, Kristen starts to untie the ribbons on the bright pink ballet shoes. As she stands, she and Haley are engulfed in pink, sparkling light. They're stood back in the wardrobe department.
Whoa. Did we just... Who are you? And...
Yeah! Yes, I think we did.
She looks down at the pink shoes in her hands, then places them on a sewing table.
There you are! I have been looking all over for you. You're a size 5, right? Well, I brought you these. They're from last season. I wasn't going to use them anyway. Those look great. Thanks. Break a leg.
As Tara walks off, Haley shrugs.
There you are.
They turn as they hear Madame Katerina.
We've been looking all over for you.
Madame Katerina, the shoes. Did I? Did we?
Well, I don't know about that. But I do know, Kristen, that it's your turn for the showcase in 15 minutes. Haley, please help her into her costume.
I will, but first, I've got some ideas of how to make it better.
Good. Follow your instincts.
On stage, the four young dancers, now in multicolored pastel and shimmering leotards and tutus, dance on stage, their arms interlinked. Natasha watches from the wings. In the workshop, Haley is sat at a sewing machine, gently guiding a large piece of purple fabric under its needle. On stage, the small dancers finish in their final kneeling pose. They stand and take a bow. Haley concentrated on her work. On stage, Dylan and Tara dance their pas de deux. Tara, in a stiff black tutu and bodice with gold detailing, she moves across the floor towards him, performing pirouettes. Two men in the audience converse animatedly, and ballet mistress Natasha looks on from the wings.
Hey, I've got your dress. Quick, come on!
Kristen watching happily from the wings, Haley pulls her away as Dylan assists Tara in elegantly lifting her leg high behind herself into an arabesque, then into a final quadruple pirouette.
Yes!
Woo-hoo!
That's my girl!
Sat behind the two men, Tara's father leaps up, pointing his daughter out to the two suited men as she and Dylan take their bows. Coming off stage, they smile at Kristen in a sparkling purple soft tutu and shimmering bodice.
Wow. Go out there and make magic.
You're gonna knock him dead.
A tiara on her head, Dylan hugs her.
Milkmaid finale. Places, please.
Haley walks up quietly from behind.
Hey, have fun.
I will.
She and Haley embrace, then Kristen heads out onto the stage, her glossy blonde hair set in pinned-up curls. Placing down her bucket, the cow cutout is lowered down, and she strikes her first pose, a broad smile on her face. Tara's dad sits back, and the men in suits, the ballet scouts, stare blankly, along with Natasha from the wings. She begins by moving from side to side, sweeping her arms upwards as she does so. She twirls on her point shoes and, lifting her arms above her head, raises a leg to the side in an arabesque. Soft, shimmering petals of fabric overlaid on the long purple tutu, she moves fluidly on her white point shoes, Natasha squinting from the wings and the scouts watching with interest. She spins, shimmering sparkles envelop her dress, transforming it into a pink multi-layered tutu, her blonde hair now flowing down her back, and pink ballet shoes on her feet.
I follow my heart. Somehow it always seems to know. And when I dance, my feet are dreaming. I close my eyes and let go. The music flows through me, and then I know I'll be fine. Listen to the beat of your heart. Keep on dancing.
amazing.
Yes! Woohoo!
Furious! Isn't it wonderful?
Listen to the beat of your heart. Keep on dancing. Keep on dancing. Shining just as bright as a star. Keep on dancing. Keep on dancing.
Of other dancers moving behind her, Kristen smiles out at the audience.
Dance is who I am.
Kristen at their center, the other dancers fan out to a V formation at her sides. The audience getting to their feet, except for Tara's dad. The dancers on stage applaud as Kristen steps forward for her bow.
Yes! Way to go, Kristen!
That's what I'm talking about!
Dylan rushes onto the stage and hugs her, and Natasha peers at them from the other side of the stage, then sweeps away. He leads her to the front of the stage for another bow, which she takes, then rushes to the wings, pulling Haley out, who waves and bows awkwardly.
Nicely done, Kristen. You too, Tara.
Bouquets in hand, the dancers peck each other's cheeks.
Then when she was 12, we actually moved to France for a year so Tara could dance. That's where she learned French dance, right? So
Ladies and gentlemen, the International Ballet Company offers the roles of Giselle and Albrecht to Dylan Matthews and Tara Pennington.
Yay! Tara trots over to Dylan and they hug, Tara's dad clapping.
But what's even more exciting is this new dance voice you've been hiding from us. Where is Kristen?
Haley pushes her forward.
Here.
I've been searching for something new, and I didn't know what it was. And now I know. It was you.
What you saw tonight was utterly...
Utterly unexpected, inspired, and the best dancing I've seen in years. She took everything that came before it and gave it back to us, fresh.
That's Kristen, always giving us something new.
Now, I've been planning a new ballet, and I want to build it around you and your ideas. And we're going to need this dress!
We won't forget the dress.
Haley quickly steps forward and grabs Kristen's shoulders.
Natasha, well done. Keep the talent coming.
She gives the ballet scouts a curt nod as they walk away, then turns to Kristen.
Miss Faraday, I owe you an apology.
No, madame, of course you don't.
Yes, I do. I see that I was trying to turn you into a second Tara. But what I really needed was the first Kristen.
Her stern expression has softened.
Class starts tomorrow promptly at 9:30. And please, bring your good ideas.
An ornate snowflake brooch with a blue gem in its center on her black dress, she walks away.
Congrats on the Albrecht role, Dylan.
Thanks, but I always thought of myself more as a Hilarion. Albrecht's kind of a jerk.
No, it turns out he's really nice, and he and Hilarion end up being good friends in the end. Am I right, Haley? Who's hungry?
Mazako tacos in an hour?
I'm there.
Pushing an empty clothing rail across the stage.
You need some help, madame?
Oh, not at all. You girls go ahead. I'm just tidying up.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye, Madame Katerina.
Come on, let's go.
In a dark corner of the costume store, a pincushion worn round her wrist like a bracelet, Madame Katerina scoops up the bright pink point shoes. Securing them under her arm, she sweeps open a set of pink curtains and then opens a cupboard behind them. Other pink shoes sat on their boxes. She places this pair on their box, and they begin to sparkle. Audio description created by Iuno SDI Group. Written and narrated by Sarah Borges. Previous credits. Written by Allison Taylor. Produced by Shelley Divivartana. S.T. Sivaraman. Score by Jim Dooley. Choreography by Melissa Barak. Production designer, Walter P. Martis Hyas. Supervising producer, David Weeb. Executive producers, Rob Hudnut, Stephen Wedland. Produced and directed by Owen Hurley. Starring the voices of Kristen, Kelly Sheridan, Haley, Katie Crown, Tara and Hannah, Allie Liebert, Dylan and Prince Siegfried, Brett Dyer, Madame Natasha, Snow Queen, Sugar Plum Fairy, Swan Dancer, and Stage Manager, Tabitha St. Germain, Rothbart, Thorpe, and Peasant, Bill Monday, Madame Katerina, Lori Triolo, Giselle's Mom and Queen Vera, Terrell Rothery, Albrecht and Ballet Scout No. 1, Trevor Duvall, Hilarion and Ballet Scout No. 2, Kyle Riseout. Featuring the dancing of Kristen, Janelle Manzi, Tara, Odell, Haley and Peasant, Aaron Riviera Brennand, Dylan and Prince Siegfried, Seth Belliston, Signitz, Ariana Asoff, Lucia Connolly, Yuri Okada, Kehlani Parks. Casting and voice production, Voice Box Productions Incorporated, Vancouver, British Columbia. Voice director, Terry Klassen. Recording studio, Coco Productions, Vancouver, British Columbia. Motion capture services by Animatric Film Design. Sound supervisor, Tom Hayes. Supervising sound editor, Lydian Tone. Sound design, Dutch Hill. Sound editor, Stuart Martin. Music editor, Tom Trapolsky. Scoring mixer, Steve Kaplan. Orchestrator, Kevin Babutter. Additional arrangements by Samuel Joseph Smythe. Music performed by the Slovak National Symphony Orchestra. Conducted by Vladimir Martinka. Music, all arranged by Jim Dooley. Dance of the Cygnets from Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. Black Swan Pas de Deux from Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. Milkmaid Dance, based on Symphony No. 3, The Eroica by Beethoven. Dance of the Friends of Giselle and Variations of Giselle from Giselle by Adolphe Adam, arranged by Jim Dooley. White Swan Pas de Deux contains an excerpt from Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. Black Swan Pas de Trois contains an excerpt from Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. Keep on Dancing by Jim Dooley, Gabriel Mann, and Rob Hudnut. Produced by Gabriel Mann and Jim Dooley. Copyright 2013, Mattel Incorporated. All rights reserved. Quote, listen to the beat of your heart and keep on dancing. Barbie.